If you've watched any women's sports recently, you're probably aware of the skort, a combination skirt and shorts that is commonly used in sporting and school uniforms. However, while they were once revolutionary in recent years, attitudes around the skort have been changing. And to tell us all about it, we have Dr. Jennifer E. Chang on the line, researcher and lecturer in sociology at Western Sydney University. And technological gods willing, you're going to be here right with us. Dr. Chang, thank you for talking with us this morning. How are you?
All right, good, thank you.
How does the sound sound out there to you, Jennifer?
It's fine.
Oh, brilliant. You see, sometimes old technology does get in the way and new technology saves the day. So I'm glad we can hear you. We can hear you fine. Jennifer, what is a skort and why was it designed? There's a little bit of a historical background here.
Yeah, so the word skort comes from the words skirt and shorts put together and is basically a skirt with shorts underneath. So the first garments resembling skorts actually came about in the 1890s, so women could ride bicycles without their skirts getting caught up in the chains.
Wow.
But still look feminine and not offend people or contravene social customs at the time. So at that time, they were called trouser skirts, and they were like wide leg pants beneath like a front panel resembling a skirt to hide the fact that there were actually a pair of pants underneath that skirt. So they were actually long pants and not shorts like they are nowadays.
This is very interesting. I didn't know they went all the way back to, what, the 1890s? Is that correct? That's quite a while ago, the type of skorts. And how were they received at the time? Was this sort of a revolutionary breakthrough in fashion for women? Did it upset, you know, the social norms? How were they received?
Yeah, so it definitely did upset social norms. And it's not only because of the skort itself, it's because women were riding bicycles. So it was like two things going hand in hand. So women riding bicycles was also revolutionary because for the first time women could move about independently. And this horrified a lot of people, like both men and women at the time, that women would choose to do that, choose to ride a bicycle. And then at the same time wearing a trouser skirt, this also infringed on, you know, the social customs at that time. So at the time, men wore the pants, both figuratively and literally. So a woman wearing pants, then, you know, you called that kind of masculinity into power, like you called that kind of power and authority into question, right?
Really, you know, topsy-turvy kind of a world there, you know, women wearing something that looks like pants. I mean, yeah, sounds absolutely mind-blowing for the time. The skort, how have they sort of changed in recent years? I mean, they are still kind of like trousers, but I imagine they're a little bit different to the ones women were wearing to ride bicycles back in the 1890s. How's the design changed over time?
Yeah, so the ones that we know today came about around the 1960s in the US, and they were designed specifically for women to play sports such as tennis and golf. So advertisements back then described skorts as having the functionality of shorts while retaining the feminine look of a skirt at the same time. So these days, skorts are designed for both sport and fashion. And so they want to, both of them want to give the pretense that you're wearing a skirt, but give the security of having shorts underneath. You know, should a big gust of wind come by or you find yourself, you know, in a compromising position while playing sport. Design-wise, there are roughly two kinds of skorts. So one is they're like regular shorts, but they have a panel at the front resembling a skirt. So if you look from the front, it looks like a skirt, but if you look from the back, they look like a pair of shorts. And usually fashion skorts are like these. And then the other kind is more like a loose skirt, and they come with an inbuilt pair of shorts underneath. So looking at them, it actually just looks like a skirt, but there are shorts underneath. And these are the ones that you would see the female tennis players wearing.
Right. Yeah, they're pretty common on the tennis court. But what exactly is it about you know, the type of clothing that a skirt or a skort, you know, it needs to be a type of gendered or socialized piece of clothing in order to perform a sport. What exactly is going on there? Why does the skort still have to be, you know, the sort of feminine dress when it's a sporting activity? What's the sort of ideas behind that?
Yeah, so it's very interesting how people view the skort, because on one hand they're progressive, but on the other hand they're regressive.
So they're just both, yeah.
A case in point are the players in Ireland who play camogie, which is like a bit like lacrosse, and it's only played by women. And only this year in May they were allowed. The policy was changed to allow them to play wearing shorts. So the rule before that was they must wear a skirt, a skort, or a divided skirt, which I think is like culottes. And they fought for a long time against this policy. Some said, look, I just want to wear a regular pair of shorts. And they weren't allowed to. So, we come up to 2025 and a lot of, you know, years of fighting to be able to wear shorts, where the policy was previously they had to wear a skirt or a skort. And some might have argued, oh, well, you know, this skort is enough because you've got shorts underneath, right? But women themselves are saying, I don't want to wear a skort. It's uncomfortable because the bike shorts underneath kind of ride up, and I just want to wear a pair of regular shorts. This shouldn't be controversial, but somehow it was.
Yeah, very interesting. And I'm looking at some of the stats mentioned in the article you've written about this in The Conversation. In particular, the 2019 review of school uniform policies in South Australia, which found that 98.6% of public schools including shorts as a uniform option for girls, compared to just 26.4% of private schools. So what's going on there? Why the difference between the public and private schools in terms of uniform choice?
So the Department of Education in each state and territory all have some kind of policy regarding shorts and pants for girls. So theoretically, all public schools around Australia should offer girls the option of wearing shorts and pants. The problem is that this doesn't extend to private schools. So the private schools are free to decide for themselves if they want to offer girls the option of shorts and pants. And that's why you see that very low statistic, because they are given the freedom themselves to decide that.
Right, very interesting to kind of consider how much power and how much controversy a single piece of item of clothing can have. Jennifer, we're almost out of time here, but do we see any differences in how the skort will be received sort of in the culture lately in terms of schooling as a type of casual wear that people can sort of just pop on, pop off? Skort's an object of dual meanings that you write. You know, it wants a skirt and a pair of shorts, wants progressive and regressive. Where do we see the history and the future of the skort going, whether in schools or in society?
It's a very tricky one, because some people love the skort. I mean, I know a lot of schoolgirls, they really like the skort because they want to look girly, but they also want to, you know, run and jump and play and climb on the monkey bars, you know, and they don't want people to see their underwear. So it's like they can have the best of both worlds at the same time in a skort. But then one of the issues with a skort is that, for example, some schools will interpret that ruling that says they must offer shorts and pants as in, oh, we're offering a skort and that's good enough, you know, because that's the same as shorts, that's the same as offering shorts. And so some schools don't actually offer girls real shorts because they say, well, there's a skort, you know. So girls theoretically don't have the option of actually wearing regular shorts. So that's where the problem lies, where skorts might be considered as shorts by some people, but not by others.
It seems like this is going to be a contested piece of clothing for quite a while to come, with pros and cons. And we've unfortunately run out of time to keep discussing it more, but I'm sure we could keep going for hours. Jennifer Chang, thank you so much for dropping by the Thursday Daily Show this morning. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
Great. Thanks very much.
That was Dr. Jennifer E. Chang, researcher and lecturer in sociology at Western Sydney University, talking about the history and the contested legacy of SCORTS.